They told you it was about hate. They told you it was about extremism. But behind the curtain, something much darker is unfolding. Lists being built in secret, tracking everybody who dares to question their power. The ADL isn't just a watchdog, it's an intelligence arm of a foreign government, profiling Americans, shaping narratives, deciding who gets to speak and who disappears. And when Netanyahu declares the internet is Israel's new battleground, it's not just a line, it's a warning. Critics won't be debated, they'll be erased. Lives rewritten, voices buried. Because this war isn't fought with tanks or missiles anymore, it's fought with data surveillance and fear. The question isn't if they'll come for you, the question is, will you be ready when they do? Today's video is brought to you by VP.net, the only VPN I trust to keep my data private. VP.net is built with unbreakable zero-logging architecture. That means hostile states can't spy on you, no matter how hard they try. Their support also really helps to keep this channel on the air. Please visit vp.net/tpv to find out more. The ADL claims to be an American civil rights organization, but the real question is, whose interests are they actually defending? In interviews, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt has ordered Jews to preserve their cultural identity by only having babies with other Jews, warning that intermarriage weakens Jewish cultural traditions. Nothing wrong with caring about heritage. But here is where it gets very interesting. At the same time, the ADL pours millions of dollars into pushing diversity campaigns across the US, teaching children that resistance to intermarriage is hate. Two messages, two audiences, one organization. This is standard practice from the organization that spends millions of Israeli dollars on opposing Trump's border wall and keeping the border open, while staying quiet about Israel's own strict border policies and demographic laws. Who are they really serving? The CEO finally slipped. The mask came off for a moment, and the truth showed through. He forgot the script, forgot what country he was supposed to be speaking for. And in that moment, we saw it. The organization that calls itself American is serving another master altogether.
Our entire ethos is not harming others. It's, again, creating a better world. This is fundamental to our tradition for thousands of years. And so the idea that our national anthem would be the Hatikva, would be the hope.
The ADL is now attempting to rewrite history and build a narrative against Christians and conservatives, branding those with a Christian identity as dangerous extremists and framing the Bible itself as hate speech.
Anti-Semitism is a bit of like a virus. And like some viruses, it exists in the kind of body politic and it's dormant, like chickenpox. Mm-hmm. You get chickenpox as a young person, and then after the kind of inflammation subsides, it's still in you. And it can manifest again when you're older because of stress or age as shingles. Although you can get inoculated and you can prevent that from happening. So I think anti-Semitism is similar. It's like this contagion. It's as old as time, right? We face it for thousands of years. First it was, after the death of Christ, there were these accusations that the Jews killed Christ and that the Jews weren't a real religion because we didn't accept Christ and then we didn't accept Muhammad. So you have this, the Jewish religion isn't legitimate, and that was the basis for the Crusades, which is at Tisha B'Av, which, remembers the expulsion. We had Inquisitions. We had all these horrible things.
The ADL's information war on America gets even more extreme. They've been attempting to normalize pedophilia behind the scenes for more than a century. And now we're seeing the fruits of their labor out in the open. The ADL has so many ties to pedophiles, it's hard to know where to begin. They are still defending Les Wexner, the Mossad-linked former Victoria's Secret CEO who funded Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation. You shouldn't be surprised. The ADL was literally set up to defend a paedophile, Leo Frank, who brutally raped and murdered a 13-year-old girl.
Yesterday, the FBI made a rather curious announcement. They announced that they were going to cut ties with the ADL, right? You know what the ADL is, the Anti-Defamation League, and the reasons? Well, because they had listed Charlie Kirk and his organization, TPUSA, to be extremist. Everybody's an extremist, according to the ADL. You need to understand that the ADL is not, nor has it ever been, what it purports to be, okay? purports to be, oh, you know, we're just looking out and hate speech and extremism. No, 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 no. The reality is the ADL was born out of a Jewish Freemason organization known as B'nai B'rith. Sigmund Freud was in B'nai B'rith, and the ADL was born out of B'nai B'rith. Why? Well, because they put the organization together to defend a pedophile and a murderer. His name is Leo Frank. Leo Frank was an unbelievably wealthy Jewish factory owner down in Atlanta. And this is 1913. It's very relevant. You should know this happened in 1913. And this is the American South. You know what was going on there. And Mary Fagan was a 13-year-old girl who worked at his pencil factory. She was found brutally raped. Okay, she's a Catholic girl, by the way. I want to say that. She was a young Catholic girl. And Leo Frank, even with all of his money, all of his connections, the best lawyers that money could buy, connections all the way to the Supreme Court, he was so guilty of what happened that despite the fact that he tried to pin it on a poor black janitor, even in the segregated South, where people were just like, hey, give us any reason and we will go lynch a black person, the racist segregated South, they still found him guilty, okay? They still found Leo Frank guilty. And so much has been written to try to obscure this still. They are still trying to defend Leo Frank. What happened then is that his buddies over at the Freemasonic Lodge, B'nai B'rith, assembled the ADL to gaslight the public. No, Leo Frank wasn't guilty. Look what happened after. He was lynched for what he did to Mary Fagan. He is actually a victim of anti-Semitism.
Some things never change, but the stakes have never been this high. If you saw our recent video about Netanyahu, you already know he's openly declared the internet Israel's new battlefield. And Americans are firmly in the crosshairs.
Well, we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are in social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is... class?
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
Exactly. Cesspool. Very good.
Israel is policing American speech by hijacking algorithms, gutting the First Amendment, and silencing critics. This isn't speculation. According to Netanyahu's own words, Americans who refuse to comply with the Israel First agenda aren't just risking censorship, they're risking hacks exposure and worse. Because, as Netanyahu himself admitted, they can hack everything.
With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire, and if you're willing to take the risks. Because every system can be hacked. Our airplanes, our hospitals, our cars, our banks, actually the most important word here is our data banks. They can be hacked.
What are the data banks? Netanyahu isn't speaking in metaphors. He's talking about VPNs, the vault of the world's secrets. Over 1.6 billion people use them and believe they're safe, invincible, and untouchable. They think their private lives, their searches, their messages are locked away. But here's the problem. Those vaults have been compromised. The very tools designed to shield you have been hijacked and weaponized. This isn't a war you can see, it's fought in the shadows, where your data becomes the ammunition. Your thoughts, your movements, your passwords, every secret you trusted to stay private, mapped, tracked, weaponized against you. Most Americans don't even realize they're on the battlefield. But make no mistake, you are the target. The internet is the new front line. And unless you act, you've already lost. But here's the chilling truth. Israel has seized control of the very tools you trusted to keep your private life hidden. Take Cape Technologies. One company now quietly owns the world's biggest VPN brands, CyberGhost Private Internet Access, ZenMate, ExpressVPN, and more. In less than a decade, they've consolidated the industry under a single umbrella. But here's the thing they won't advertise. Cape was formerly CrossRider, a Tel Aviv-based tech firm notorious for spreading malware, hijacking browsers, harvesting user data. And then, after scandals, they rebranded as Cape and pivoted into VPNs. And now, more than a billion people are paying them for privacy protection. The fox is running the henhouse. It's beyond shameless. The founder, Teddy Sagi, is not only one of Israel's richest men, he's a convicted fraudster. who bankrolls the IDF and brags about staffing his companies with veterans from Israel's most notorious intelligence units, Unit 8200, the cyber espionage wing specializing in blackmail and mass surveillance, and Dovdivan, the undercover commando unit trained in assassinations. You've been told that your data is secure. That's a lie. Your secrets aren't locked away. They're sitting in a dragnet built by the same operatives who work for the man who just declared the internet is Israel's new battlefield. VPNs tell you no logs, they tell you total privacy. But when you peel back the marketing, the reality is a lot darker. Take IPVanish. This service loudly advertised a strict no logs policy, yet court documents show they handed over detailed logs to Homeland Security, timestamps, IP addresses, user data, everything their customers were told didn't exist. It's not a one-off. In 2020, seven VPN providers leaked data on over 20 million users. Full names, IP addresses, emails, and passwords. These were companies plastered with no-log slogans. All of this points to one harsh reality. The VPN industry has become a massive global scam. If you're relying on a traditional VPN, cancel it immediately. This isn't a drill, it's an emergency. Your data, your privacy, your life is under attack. But there is a way out. A new kind of privacy tool. Trustless by design, and engineered so even the operators can't spy on you. No Israeli intelligence, no hidden back doors, no compromise. This is where the tide turns. VP.net returns the control to you. While traditional VPNs ask you to trust their promises, VP.net removes trust from the equation entirely. It's the world's first zero-trust VPN, a system so advanced it's mathematically impossible to log your data, even if the feds put a gun to their heads. Here's how. Hardware isolation. VP.net uses Intel SGX secure enclaves, hardened hardware compartments that physically separate your real identity from your VPN activity. Zero correlation. Inside these enclaves, it's mathematically impossible to link who you are with what you do online. Cryptographic proof. VP.net doesn't just promise, it gives you verifiable proof. Every privacy claim is backed by math, not marketing. Open source transparency. As the Russians say, trust but verify. All client code is fully auditable on GitHub. Anybody can inspect it, verify it, tear it apart, because there's nothing hidden. This isn't just a better no-logs policy, this is zero-trust privacy, where verification replaces faith. It's been engineered so that logging your data is cryptographically impossible. And that's only the start. Kill switch protection automatically blocks your internet if the VPN disconnects. No accidental leaks. Anonymous registration lets you sign up without personal info using anonymous payment methods. VP.net has no interest in who you are. Military-grade encryption secures your data in transit. Multi-device support connects all of your devices simultaneously with one account. Head to vp.net/tpv, just $5 a month, and shut the eyes of Big Brother forever. They were monitoring you. With vp.net, that era is over. Ask yourself this, who are you going to trust? A VPN owned by shadowy Israeli conglomerates, staffed with veterans from Unit 8200 and Mossad's most notorious cyber units, or an American-owned mathematically verifiable zero-trust VPN with no backdoors, no compromats, and no way, even in theory, to spy on you. This isn't just another VPN. This is your last firewall against the digital war that they've declared on people like us. Go to vp.net/tpv and take back control before it's too late. Here at TPV, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.